This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Winnipeg Jets are going to win Game 5 and send it back as we're going to get Robertson and Fleury engaged, and now Fleury taking a run at somebody else. Connor Hellebuyck has tossed back-to-back shutouts at home, and Winnipeg wins it 4-0 tonight.
That was the call on Jets Radio. This was never really a contest. Didn't feel like it, as the Dallas Stars may be just content to come back for Game 6 at the AAC. This man will be there, and it feels like he is the... He's the only hope. He's the only injection that we could count on after last night's shutout.
He's the good luck charm. I think he is. I don't think he's had a loss. I don't think he's seen a loss.
Haven't seen a loss, and that's why we can't panic. You can't panic, guys. Things like this happen in sports. It's not going to be easy. And nobody promises a smooth sailing road. There's going to be a little bit of adversity. You got to dig deep. You got to rise above it. And we're going to be back home to do exactly that. Game 6 in our barn. What else could you ask for? We're in our home building. You'd sign up for Game 6, up 3-2. Dallas Stars.
That's Jake Rietma in studio here on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. What's your caffeine intake daily?
I'm glad you asked. So one of my idols in life, Dan Campbell, Texas guy.
Yeah.
So I do two dark roasts with four shots of espresso on top of that. So the pilots in the airline industry, the pilots call it the red eye. I've also heard it referred to as the black eye because, you know, after a night, you're really getting after it. You kind of need that in the morning.
So. I don't really know what you're talking about, but
yeah. Like a red eye. You know, when you're flying a red eye. That's what they drink on a red eye, RJ Choppy.
So you've already had two of those right by now?
Yeah.
You've had two? So you've had
well,
eight
no, that's what's in the cup. You know, I always walk in with the cup. That's what's in the cup. So
okay.
I'm probably about halfway through a double dark roast with four shots of espresso.
You know, the light roast is the one that's supposed to be the bigger bounce.
Very good point. Very good point. No, he is absolutely correct because the light roast is roasted not as long, so the caffeine doesn't get roasted out of the beans.
Yeah, so why don't you just have light roast? And
I like my coffee dark, baby.
Jay,
I do.
And then are you done with caffeine when you walk out of here? Or do you drink coffee throughout the day or like Red Bull?
Yeah. So routine, now that, you know, working on the Texas State Network early morning, I'm able to finish the job and then able to hit a 9 o'clock workout and ride the high. Okay. And I keep the caffeine going during that amount of time as well.
All right. Your takeaways from last night.
Do you want to start with the watch party? Because I thought the crowd showed out. I was really impressed with the Tolos.
Yeah.
Talked to some Tolos and you know, got some good audio.
You gotta get
some audio.
Are people starting to tell Jake no?
Wait a second.
No.
Wait a second.
No,
who was that an impression?
Are people starting to recognize you a little bit?
Yeah, especially.
Oh wait, that was making fun of me.
No.
Are we sure? I'm not sure it was.
I don't think it was.
Jake, you got a nice little ascent here. Don't mess it up.
I enjoyed talking to the Tolos.
Bobby loves you now. Are they starting to be like, oh, Jake Reed, I've heard of you. Are you getting any recognition?
No,
out there?
I made sure I wore my 105.3 The Fan t-shirt or hoodie yesterday, even though it was hot. And I was like, oh, that's the only 105.3 The Fan stuff I have. I'll sweat my you know what off,
yeah,
and they can see 105.3 The Fan. But the kids I talked to, the kids loved it. The kids, I mean, I gave them the microphone, and the kids, oh, that was the best soundbite of the night, because I asked them about Connor Hellebuck, and there was two kids, and one of them goes, you know, he sucks. He's a terrible goalie. And this other kid, I give him credit. He goes,
get in
he's
there with
a good
the kids.
Goalie, but he sucks in the playoffs. And then I started laughing like a hyena, like I always do. And then that probably scared the kids away. But you know what? The Tolos were great. Everybody I talked to, I talked pregame and everything. And then the crowd started to thin out after the second period, which makes a lot of sense. And then when they scored the third goal, it was a mass exodus, which I understand, middle of the week, yeah, late night, you know.
When did you start to realize the Stars didn't have it?
Well, when Mason Marchment took his 50th penalty of the playoffs, so and not only that, it's the thing that just drives me crazy. Obviously, in all seriousness, the DeBoer presser, he always nails it post game. He said, bad puck luck or whatever, but to go on a 5-on-3 for 2 minutes, and then additionally the tough bounce off of Harley there that originally deflected off Wyatt Johnson's stick, like that stuff happens. You're up against it on the road. Winnipeg's really good on the road. Now we bounce back, but Mason Marchment's penalty minutes are just absurd. And then when you add it with, I'm not even exaggerating, just zero production. The guy hasn't scored a point in the playoffs. And on top of that, these penalties, the one last night is an offensive zone penalty. It's not like he's diving to save a scoring chance for Winnipeg. The Stars are in the offensive zone, and he's committing penalties. And it's happened not once. Now I'm going to sound like LeBron. Not once, not twice, not three, not four. It's just every game, it's a Mason Marchment dumb penalty.
It's also a little bit of bad luck when you get a 5-on-3 with almost a full 2 minutes.
Precisely. You nailed it there.
I mean, I think it's obviously it's very good luck when you get a penalty with like a minute to go in the period, so it gets split up.
Right.
This was the ultimate bad break.
And it was if you look at it in the replay, his stick, I think it was Esa Lindell's stick or Petrovic's, I don't remember which one, but his stick literally got stuck behind the net and there was nowhere for him to move it, causing the tripping penalty. And so there was a severe element of bad luck. I'll also add that Tyler Seguin shot off the post. I mean, yes, he clearly beat Hellebuck in that. It's just a matter of a game of inches. I know that's a sports cliche, but it really was. I mean, you think about what happens if that puck goes in. We've got a 1-1 tie and anything can happen. But when that goes off, that clangs off the crossbar or the post, whatever it was, and it remains 1-0, Winnipeg takes advantage. And they were fighting an uphill fight the whole night.
Jake Rietma joining us in studio after the Stars lose last night 4-0 right here on 105.3 The Fan. Was the Jamie Ben punch dirty?
So I got a bunch of hockey buddies back home that I played with, and I was curious. Pond hockey, you know, outdoors where men are men. Now, none of this fancy stuff inside rinks. You know, we skate outdoors in the winters. But I was really curious. Just
ice fish too.
I suck at that kind of stuff. You know, I'm not manly enough. But
you just said it was manly men that play hockey.
Yeah, but in a sports setting, you know, when you don't have to have any brain cells, you got to actually, you know what you're doing fishing wise. But I asked a couple of buddies, what do you think? Because I knew they'd give me a non-biased opinion, just hockey fans. They watch every game, you know, not a dog in the fight, that sort of thing. And both guys I talked to said, kind of a sucker punch, but I don't think he gets suspended. So I thought that was, because I was kind of on the other side, like, dang, sucker punch out in the open in front of everybody.
Would that normally get you suspended?
I that's where it's a judgment call. And I was surprised. Both my buddies said, look, I think it's very dirty and can't stand it, whatever, but I don't think he gets suspended.
What separates things with a fracas, mm-hmm, where you are pushing and shoving versus having one of the punches land? Is it just come down to sometimes whether the punch lands versus pushing, shoving? You can swing, but not get suspended. You know, like Ben's going to get punished extra for connecting versus a usual tussle.
I think it's like if both guys like, hey, we're dropping them.
We're squaring up
versus like, you know, one guy threw a punch where the other one was like, I'm just engaged in a shoving match here.
Yeah.
Right. It's kind of one of those things like, you know, you could compare it to something else in life where you don't necessarily have a distinct definition of it, but you know it when you see it, you know?
Right. And the glove, the glove's still porn. Being on.
Like porn. I didn't know if I was allowed to say that. I've already kind of had two strikes in this segment. Yes. So I didn't want to strike out, but exactly like pornography. You know, you don't have a definition, you know it when you see it.
Is it a sucker punch though if he's looking at you?
See, that's I heard you guys saying that he was looking. Did he? Do you think I mean, went back and watched
he's face to face with him when he punches him.
But it was such
he was face to face, like it's turning like this. Face, 1 second, boom.
Yeah.
I wasn't staring at him.
That's where I draw the separation, where it wasn't like, come at me. No, it was like you all of a sudden made in a split second, and I guess to give Jamie Benn some credit, if this hockey thing doesn't work out, maybe take up Floyd Mayweather boxing.
972, when did Arnie Spanier come back?
Oh my God.
Why do I have a line open?
Did they do anything to limit Miko last night?
Yeah, I thought the Jets' defensive game plan really took Miko out. I mean, you could tell from...
Miko what?
Rantanen.
There you go, Choppy.
He makes it an eight-syllable word. I love it.
Yeah. Rantanen, the moose, baby. The moose did not get loose last night, unfortunately. And it's such a... You know, you look at the home road splits, and I don't know what it is other than they feed off playing at home in front of that crowd.
Great crowd.
They execute much, much better, and distinctively... All five players really consistently throughout the game were just able to limit the Stars offensively. I mean, you're talking about shots on goal somewhere around 15 late in the third period. You're not going to win a lot of games like that. And there were some high-quality chances. I guess I got to give Hellebuck some credit. He made some early saves that were pretty impressive. But, I mean, a goalie faces 22 shots and he gets the shutout, whoop-de-doo. The Stars got to generate more offense.
You going to game six?
Absolutely. I mean, come on. Is the Pope Catholic? Is the bear you know what in the woods? Come on.
isn't the fiance in town?
She is, but you know.
Oh my God, you're gonna go? You leave her at home?
No. She's got to go back. She's got Big 12 baseball this weekend, so it's just a quick trip. I mean, she's landing this morning. We're gonna do some virtual venue touring. Ooh. So we're gonna have my pen and paper out. I'm gonna be firing so many questions. You know, I don't want to be that deadbeat fiance that's like, oh, whatever you want, honey. No, I want to know. You know, what are the table settings gonna look like?
What are the top two most important things for you?
Open bar, a bachelor party. Does that count?
Okay.
No.
Why did Sarah get that bachelor party last weekend? I don't remember you getting a bachelor party.
I've already had one, like 10, 20 years ago.
Oh, so you're not? Time. Oh. I wonder how customary is that, Tolos, getting remarried or getting married a second time and you don't get the second bachelor party? Is that
I'm sure
Emily
if I,
Post?
I'm sure if I wanted one, I could get one. I just never like.
Choppy, let's do a bachelor party.
You
want to
do it? Look,
there are a few things in life I enjoy less
party.
Than bachelor parties.
I mean, I'll take any excuse to drink.
Why would you not want to party it up?
I wouldn't hate it. I just never, I was like, you know, you go. Her friends were like, it was kind of like a joint birthday party for her with her friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, but they went to, just the
golf place.
Oh yeah, the Omni at Fields
Best
Ranch.
Best steak she's ever had.
Yeah, I know. Oh. Really emasculated me with the steak thing.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate
it. Thank you guys. Dallas Stars. It's happening on Sunday. We close it out, baby.
Jake Rietma continuing to build the fan base. Maybe we'll see what happens with the appearances after that segment and those references on DFW Sports Station. PGA tournament update.
They are back on the course at Quail Hollow. Jonathan Vegas with a tremendous round yesterday. He is your leader. It's not the sexiest leaderboard. If I were to read you off the top 10, you've heard of Luke Donald and Tyrrell Hatton. Like that's and maybe Jonathan Vegas.
I heard some stat this morning. There's no top 10 for the first time in forever, like players ranked.
The first guy that is like a household name. The golfers have heard of all these guys. The golf fans have heard of all these guys. But the first guy that's like a household name is probably Adam Scott at 10th. But he's also older. After that, you've got to get down to 21st with Colin Morikawa. And then you get your Hovlands and your Schefflers. So it's Ludwig Oberg, who's a Texas Tech guy. So that's where you're looking at with those guys. But some of the bigger names, Rory, he was 3 over yesterday. Not a good day for him. Spieth.
Didn't you say Rory had no chance?
Yeah, this is what I said. I was talking about the Pinehurst choke. Job, what was it called? What did I call it yesterday? I don't remember. Yeah. I plagiarized it from an article. I had no idea what I was talking about.
So Spieth, 5-0.
But then got mad at me and guilted me for busting your balls.
Koepka, 4-0. Dustin Johnson, 7-0. So there was a lot of guys out there that are household names that did not put up a good number yesterday.
Is Jason Kidd allowed to talk about the kid from Duke, and did he go back to the hotel room and cry after the Luka trade? Plus, has he spoken to Luka since you know what went down? the Jason Kidd interview you got to hear during the commercial-free expressway with Texas Rangers tickets for the final time this week after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The junk drawer is coming up. The Jason Kidd sit-down interview. Has he talked to Luka Doncic? What do we make of the response or lack thereof? And why can't he talk about Cooper Flagg as if he's working for DallasCowboys.com? But you know what? It's a Friday. Y'all been turning it on, leaving it on. Pepe, let's hook them up early.
All right, Tolo's right now calling number 10 at 877-881-1053. Wins a four-pack of tickets to see the Rangers and Blue Jays Tuesday, May 27th at Globe Life Field in Arlington. And you'll want to get the early Tolos because the first 15,000 fans in the stadium will also receive a Bruce Bochy World Series Parade bobblehead. That's caller number 10 at 877-881-1053.
All right, yesterday, Jason Kidd sat down on the Dan Patrick Show, and DP asked him where he was. He was not at that Mastro's dinner where the room erupted, and we got the nice rear-end shots of all the Maverick executives. Where was Jason Kidd when the miracle happened?
Larry Knight, I was in Newport Beach at a board meeting for Go Rental, and I thought, okay, well, we're going to probably fall backwards instead of going forward. So my phone started to go crazy during the meeting, and I kept texting the person back saying, are you sure it's not you're missing a one? Because he goes, you're in the top four, and I mean 14. And he goes, no. And he goes, I think you just got one. I go, you mean we stayed at 11? And then my phone started going crazy. So that's where I was.
Wait, you're not even watching the lottery?
You know, things just weren't going well for us.
Really? What else has happened this year?
A lot of injuries.
Dan then asked the obvious question. Are you guys planning on keeping the number one pick and taking Cooper Flagg?
Yes, I'm just the coach. So, I would say that we're all concentrating on number one. The draft is deep. And so, but as the name you just brought up, I think we're all focused on.
Have you spoken to Cooper Flagg?
I have not spoken to Cooper Flagg. I don't want to break any of the rules and get us in trouble. So I want to make sure that when I do answer these questions that, you know, the speculation is Cooper Flagg, but there's, you know, we got to go through the process.
Okay, so help me understand this. DallasCowboys.com, it's a stupid rule that the National Football League has. Nick Eatman, when he comes on, can't talk about other teams' players. He cannot mention another player by name. It's so ridiculous.
Can't mention can't speculate on acquiring them.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't speculate on acquiring. And Jason is giving off this same vibe. He can't or doesn't want to even come close to saying Cooper Flagg's name. Why would that be the case here?
I honestly, I don't know, because when you have the number one pick, you literally have anybody at your disposal.
And you're not tampering with a college player.
No. Now, unless he can't say anything until May 28th, which is the day where you could go back to school. So that would be tampering with their ability to return.
Here's Dan finally getting to the bottom of it, and Jason saying, okay, now you get it.
So the kid from Duke.
There we go.
Are you?
There we
go.
We're excited. We're excited.
I don't want to get you fined, okay?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I can't afford the fine. We're excited about the kid at Duke. I can't wait to talk to the coach over there, Coach Shire, and also a good friend of mine, Coach K, a mentor, and get some background on the kid at Duke. we're really excited about this opportunity.
He could be talking about Colin Knipple or Malawak, any of the three that are going to go in the top 10. This guy doesn't talk to anybody, apparently.
So it's not tampering to say if you're talking about Cooper Flagg. But if you talk about Cooper Flagg and Colin Knipple and anybody else, we talk about multiple of them, then it's not tampering.
It's very vague. It's very vague.
I think Jason Kidd's wrong.
Right?
I don't think this is a rule.
He mentioned John Shire, the head coach of the Duke Blue Devils, was on ESPN, and he gave his reaction to the Mavs Lotto win.
Well, for me, the first thing I thought of is he gets to be with Derek Lively.
Yeah.
Derek, as a head coach, was the first guy to get drafted. So to go from the first lottery pick that I've coached to, who I think is going to be the number one pick, that's a pretty special thing to think about those two guys together. Obviously, Kyrie, the Duke connection as well. I think Cooper would be incredible there. And it's crazy. I mean, we never talked about Dallas. We never it's amazing how things work out. But it would be an incredible spot.
So that's the first thing Shire mentioned. He's like, oh, teaming back up there with Derek Lively. Man, we got to try to get Lively on. His first comments publicly about this are probably going to be electric, given how much I already love the kid already. All right, Jason, on the Dan Patrick Show, now that we know we're all talking about the kid from Duke, give us the scouting report.
18. He's going to be drafted. He'll be 18. He doesn't turn 19 until December. And so just understanding he's young, but he's very talented. Can play both ends. And so being able to have older players, and when I say that, out of respect, they're not dinosaurs, but when you look at the age of 30, Kai, AD, guys that are here, Clay, can definitely help him with the process of going through a rookie season.
Well, he's not talking about Colin Knipple because he's 19 already. So he's kind of throwing the tampering out the window there.
There you go.
By
connecting them dots, baby.
Now we know who he's talking about. They're talking about Cooper Flagg. So.
And I hope everyone got a chance to hear Jay Billis yesterday.
Jay was great.
He got a lot of Tolos, even more hype.
Yeah, because, I mean, look, he's very high on him. He thinks he's obviously clearly the slam dunk, you know, that his floor is high enough to where, you know, even if he doesn't hit, he's still going to be a really solid NBA regular.
The biggest mistake I've heard talking heads reference about the Mavs is saying they're not a win-now team. Like, Barkley the other day was bringing up a scenario. He said, if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks, the first call I make is the Mavericks. And he's trying to lay out his case, and he goes, oh, the Dallas Mavericks are a contender next year with Cooper Flagg. And the rest of the set, with Jalen Rose and others, you could tell they kind of felt the pressure to say no. And that's the wrong answer. They're absolutely more of a contender with Cooper Flagg next year. He's a win-now, can-fit-right-away piece.
Yeah, my only
there was someone else who said it. Sorry, Chavi. There was someone else who also said it. Like, the Dallas Mavericks aren't contenders. They're not. Now the Kyrie injury is the biggest thing,
right? Because he's your obviously your primary ball handler.
But there's a major disagreement on Kyrie's return. Like, Windhorst and a lot of these guys are saying you may as well count him out for next season. Other people are saying January.
Yeah, and now look, even if he comes back in January,
Not the same.
Will he be 100% Kyrie by April and May? Also, contender for like for a title. If Cooper Flagg is going to come in here and be a
if Kyrie
a primary ball handler,
yeah,
right. Which if Kyrie's not here, he's going to be a primary ball handler. Are you really going to be a contender for a championship with an 18-year-old primary ball handler? Well, even LeBron, it took him a while.
He's not going to be the primary ball handler. He can be a backup ball handler. A name that got dropped yesterday I saw on Twitter was Lonzo Ball. So we know they're point guard shopping. Shams said that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be Cooper Flagg handling the offense, primarily when Kyrie is out. If Kyrie Irving comes back healthy, as long of a shot as that is in January, the Dallas Mavericks will be a championship contender, in my opinion.
For sure. If Cooper Flagg hits...
It is Anthony Davis when he gets hurt. You know.
Right. Now, yeah, you got to figure that in. But, you know, if Cooper Flagg... Let's just say Cooper Flagg hits at 80% of what we think he is. 80%. That's still a really good player. You no doubt are a contender with Kyrie, with a healthy Kyrie and a healthy AD. But the problem is that you got to get a healthy Kyrie, yeah, and you have to have a healthy AD.
Why is Cooper Flagg someone that can just step right in and fit automatically? Because Jay Kidd says there'll be less pressure here.
Yeah, I think this is a great situation for him. I think when you talk about the different guys that we have already on the team, the pressure of living up to number one will be a lot easier with the talent around him. When you talk about the other clubs, he would have to, you know, produce right away at a high, high level. And so I think this is a great situation for him to grow his game where the pressure isn't as high. But we are playing for a championship, and so it will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, the whole setup of whether they're a championship contender and Kid talking about that, and Kid's going to have those kind of conversations right now. And the way that, you know, if you're looking at Cooper Flagg as your primary ball handler or anything else that you're going to do here, I don't know that what we've seen from Cooper Flagg is enough to say that that's somebody who immediately vaults you from being a team that was struggling as much as you were when Kyrie went down. It's enough to, like, create a discrepancy or close the discrepancy that says now you're a championship.
No,
contender.
I'm only saying in a perfect world. I'm only saying everyone's
healthy.
No,
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about specifically what Kid just said there about contending for a title. Is that, like, it's a nice thought. It's a nice sentiment. The reality is, like, you had a lot of holes there at the end of the season. You still had holes. Even before you traded Luka, you had holes. You were not a complete basketball team when Luka was here.
Well, give me their holes on their roster.
Right now?
Yeah.
I mean,
with them healthy.
Mainly, it's the primary ball handler. I mean, other than you've got Kyrie, but you have no idea what Kyrie's going to be coming back post-ACL.
But, I mean, I think we're guaranteed that they're going to get a ball handler.
Right. Yes. But one that's going to be of the quality to, like, actually... I mean, you will have somebody here to handle the ball. But, yeah, in terms of being an actual contender, that might be another discussion.
So anytime Jason Kidd talks about Luka, I'm looking for clues.
Because
I feel like we still don't have the entire... I'm looking to see the blood on Jason's hands during these interviews. I'm looking to see... And really what you get out of Jason Kidd talking about Luka Doncic is the mindset of an athlete, because Jason is just next. It's RJ's sociopathic or whatever it's called. That's done. Next.
Yeah.
Move forward. That's it. That's all I've gotten from Jason in all these interviews.
We'd make great serial killers.
You
fantastic.
And Jason?
Yeah, fantastic.
Yes.
Move on.
How was Jason Kidd told about the deal?
This is in the hotel in Cleveland. And so he said the news was going to hit in an hour. And that's how it went down. And so when he told me, I went back to my room to start figuring out how we're going to use AD and Christie because of this change. And so...
So you found out, you didn't even get a chance to argue.
No, there is no arguing. This is what was going to take place.
And I was waiting for Jason or Dan to be like, was there no arguing because you agreed?
Yeah.
How much Luka trade conversations did you have with Nico before it happened? And I doubt Jason would go there,
right,
but I was waiting for that question.
Yeah. I'm Dan Shirley, because Dan's the best at interviews. Like, he's tremendous. That's I'm sure he would like going back. He's like, I want that one back. Or,
well, maybe we'll get in this question.
Maybe.
The follow up question, Dan Patrick with Jason Kidd. Did you go back to your hotel room and cry after the news broke?
I didn't cry. I was more or less trying to figure out how we're going to make this thing work. You know, this is a big trade.
But who do you call first after Nico tells you that you're trading Luka?
I didn't call anybody. I put my phone down and looked at the ceiling and started trying to brainstorm of how this is going to go down. I did not call anybody once this hit. And my job as the coach is to make sure that we all are pushing in the right direction. There was going to be a lot of questions that morning from staff and players. And I thought Nico did a great job of handling it by having the meeting and for us pushing forward.
Man, he would be a phenomenal serial killer.
Yeah.
He's not cracking under any spotlight.
No, just saying.
And his voice sounds like a serial killer anyway.
Saying enough, but also saying nothing at the same time.
Where have you come down at this point on what do you think he knew?
I think
he probably complained about Luka and just like would vent about it. And then it was one of those things where it's like, hey, by the way, I traded. And it's like, well, I didn't mean that. I was just complaining. Yeah. I was more just talking S.
That's fair. I don't think he was in on this.
So if we made Jason Kidd the general manager, you don't think he makes the move of dealing him?
No. No. Coaches and GMs have a different...
They want talent.
Yeah, they have a different threshold for what, you know, what they're looking... Because coaches want to win. GMs want to win, but they also want to build. Right? They're building things.
I mean, McMahon said it when he came on with us last time. He's like, does Luka have some diva tendencies? Sure. He's like, but he's nowhere near the top tier in the NBA on that. Like, it's not even close.
Have Jason Kidd and Luka spoke? This is another clue. I'm like, okay, they've talked a couple times. Yeah. It's all good. Luka's not holding anything against him. When is the last time Jason has spoken with 77?
I texted him on that morning, and that's the last time I've talked to him.
How did he respond to your text?
I don't think he was too happy.
This podcast is brought to you by Mintz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Mintz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINTZ-TEA today or visit MintzTeaClinic.com. That's MintzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And just again, from the experience of being traded, you know, maybe being surprised, you know, upset, feelings are high, but again, I love the opportunity of coaching Luka. He's an incredible person, and we all know his talent is one of the best in the world. And so, you know, again, my mindset is to deal with the cards that I'm dealt and keep pushing forward. And I've always said this publicly and privately. I wish Luka the best. He's one of the best players in the world.
No communication, no text, nothing since the morning of the deal.
That
zero.
I mean, look, that's surprising.
I'm not surprised by it.
No talk, like, even at two games, you don't just, like, pass each other?
Two games.
Yeah, two games. You played them twice.
I'm not surprised because Luka, like me, is a very petty, bitter individual. And he blames Jason, too. He believes Jason was involved.
Well, so
Jason hasn't reached out at all. Like, you know, nothing happened in Jason or Luka's life that would have triggered a text. That you coach this guy for how many, you know, for a lot of his career. It tells me that perhaps the relationship was purely transactional.
Is there a chance that Jason, like, did text him some other time?
Maybe.
And he just wasn't going to say, I texted him, but Luka didn't respond. The question was, when's the last time you guys spoke?
Right.
You know,
yeah,
maybe it was a technicality thing. I don't know. It does not surprise me whatsoever that Luka Doncic doesn't want to talk to anyone here for years to come.
I mean, Luka didn't talk to Nico. He didn't receive the call from Nico. But I mean, if he did reply to Jason Kidd's text. So, I mean, to at least some extent in that moment, he didn't hold him as liable as Nico Harrison.
And I have no idea what the rules are. Perhaps it is illegal for a coach to text a player on another team. I have no idea. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that is the case.
The kid from L.A.
The kid from L.A.
And then finally, we've all been trying to come up with the name. Twitter nailed it. 77 days. That's going to be the name of the 30 for 30. Jason Kidd, will there be a book or movie done about this season?
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's someone's going to write a book.
Or 30 for 30 on ESPN.
There could be a 30 for 30 for sure. There's enough content. You know, there, when you talk about just, there was, in, you know, a season within a season, and there's maybe three seasons, just with the trade and with all the injuries that we had, trying to keep, you know, pushing forward and finding a way into the play-in game and winning one, and unfortunately coming up short against Memphis. But just everything that took place, I think there is a book there, and then probably a 30 for 30.
There it is. With Jason Kidd.
There's a 30 for 30.
Oh, yeah.
There is a big-time 30 for 30 coming on this. There has to be. If they don't make one.
Oh, they will.
This is one of the, that would be one of the biggest, you know, misses.
Although, are 30 for 30s done? Do they even exist?
I think they've turned into E60s now like that.
They still produce documentaries like that. I don't think they brand them as 30 for 30 anymore.
Dan also threw in a little side shot that Jason Kidd ducked him in a shooting contest. That Dan flew here because Dan can shoot. He's got old man stroke.
And Jason couldn't.
And Jason couldn't. Let's just play the final clip. Dan Patrick, he flew to Dallas to challenge Jason Kidd to a shooting contest, and apparently Jason ducked it.
I told you guys the story. I told you the story. I went to Dallas. We had a great relationship, and I said, I will beat you in a shooting contest. And I'm there in the stands waiting for practice to end. And I'm waiting. It ends. And I'm go, where's Jason? The clubhouse guy goes, oh, he left. And I go, he left? And he admitted. He didn't. He knew that I could shoot. There he is right there. He just came back. He wants to. He knows it's true. He knows it's true.
And Jason popped back on the Zoom. And then Jason Kidd went on to become a fantastic three-point shooter. So Dan's taking the credit for that.
It's weird. Dallas has had this history of guys like Jason Kidd coming here. Dinwiddie had it happen when he got here. I think Rajon Rondo, when he got here, he all of a sudden, their three-point percentage, it goes way up over their career.
This is from the 204. Why would he talk to Luka? Sports radio has a bunch of idiots. I don't know why. I don't know. You coached.
I mean,
him
literally,
for years?
He did once. So, I mean, I guess you think Jason Kidd's an idiot because he did text him and they did talk.
Like
so.
This is the somebody you had a close relationship with. I don't know. It seems that you would text him.
All right. This HOV portion of the expressway is driven by Mercedes-Benz of Plano. We are commercial free on a Friday. That means some laughs.
Did you know that Benjamin Franklin invented the junk drawer?
Bobby, for 2 weeks, I've reminded myself to have you help people out today at lunch, dinner, and this weekend with a burrito hack.
Oh, okay. So this is...
this is incredible.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, we were watching, you know, over the weekend, the kids will watch various food YouTube videos. So they end up watching, you know, Guga Foods and like, oh, what is he dry aging in now? Oh, Jell-O, that's weird. Like, just all the weird videos like that.
Do they want to cook?
No, they just, they like them. They just think it's an interesting video. So one of the things they've gotten on lately has been these, like, hack videos. Like, here's how you can hack the menu. Here's secret menu items. Here's, you know, ways that you can save money and do this and all that stuff. So we were watching one of these videos a couple weeks ago. Can I say where it was from? Or should I just say it was a burrito place?
Yeah, say it, because, I mean, you're not disparaging the business. I love it.
Okay, so we were we went to Chipotle, and we were just watching this video that said, hey, you can, there's a couple different ways that you can maximize your Chipotle output. And it was, there were two different ways that they were talking about. One was,
I'm thinking about Chipotle right now.
You've got to, and a lot of the set, you've got to go through the app basically to do both of these, or definitely one of them. But like, you go to the app, you order a taco, and on the taco, just the taco one, because that's a smaller one than the burrito, you then put as many things on the side as you can. And the side portions are bigger. So you order like black beans on the side. So then they scoop up a cup of black beans.
Oh.
And you do those sort of things. They limit you at like, I think, three of them. But then you order side tortillas. And then they give you the giant tortilla thing. So then you end up getting two burritos, basically, out of the one taco. Which is, the one taco is like half the cost of a burrito. And then if you get the burrito bowl and you just say extra, extra, extra on it. And a lot of times they won't charge you for choosing extra, depending on what you're picking. Then... you basically
they'll charge you for probably for like extra protein and extra guac.
They're
not going to charge like extra peppers or lettuce.
No. Right. So, but if you want beans or something like that, they generally aren't going to do anything with it. So we ended up and did this one where you take the burrito bowl and order, again, some tortillas on the side. You load up the burrito bowl. It gets obnoxiously large. And you can get three burritos out of that.
What?
So, yeah. And I mean, Kristen knows how to do the whole little like roll up. You know, wrapping the way Chipotle does. And so we ended up...
they don't charge for the extra tortilla. Those things are like blankets.
They are huge.
They do charge, but it's like 85 cents or something. Oh. It's not really that bad. So we ended up getting what we determined was $46 worth of burritos based on the menu charge for what ended up being $16.
Whoa! Wow.
So it's a very effective hack.
I don't know. Do you get the burrito when you go there? I only get the bowl.
Burrito bowl.
Yeah, the burrito itself.
If I'm really hungover and I'm starving, I'll get a burrito, but I can't eat the whole thing.
It's a lot. It's also messy, right? You're constantly peeling that little tin foil out.
Yeah.
Falls apart, flops over.
Yeah.
You always get that one little piece of the tortilla.
I like to get a burrito bowl and then like a side of the chips and guac. Yep. Their guac is really good.
It's very good. A lot of lime, a lot of salt in
it. A lot of the burrito places around here have like really good guac I'm finding lately, because like Chipotle's got it, really good. Freebirds, Fuzzy's maybe the best guac I've ever had. That is so good.
Hey, you're frugal. Are you gonna try this?
This is something I've kind of done because I used to, thanks for sharing the love.
Yeah.
I used to always get just the burrito. Then I realized, okay, if you just get a bowl, I don't do the thing where ask for more, more, more. I just get whatever they give me. But I'll ask for a large tortilla on the side, then I kind of throw it in there. And then I'll usually have enough for a burrito and then eat the rest of the bowl.
Kristen wants to clarify, it's 50 cents for the extra tortilla.
Oh, so even cheaper.
Me. Yeah. Wow. So it ended up, like I said, $16 for, we figured out if we would have ordered those burritos off of the menu directly, it would have been $46.
I can't roll it up, though. I can never roll a joint. I can never roll a spliff. And I definitely for damn sure can't roll a burrito. I can't wrap a package. Wrapping things up, like wrapping a brisket and butcher paper, that's the worst part. Cooking it for 16, 18 hours doesn't bother me. I get anxiety when it comes to having to wrap it all up.
Christmas presents?
Awful.
No?
Awful. Embarrassing.
Real?
Oh, yeah, terrible.
They have classes on this thing. YouTube's great
people
for that.
People pay people to do it for them.
Yeah, they do.
Like, they hire people to wrap presents for them.
Well, like, come over to their house?
Like, I mean, there's services now that come up every December where it's like, we'll wrap your presents for you if you have no idea how to do it.
I just need the bag with the toilet paper in it, you know?
Yeah. I need to ask direction. She would be great at that. She's a fantastic rapper. Of presents, but you know, good luck. All right, here we go. Do you use the smiley face emoji?
Yes.
Very rarely, usually in a sarcastic way.
Okay.
Interesting you say that.
I do the smirk. The
side?
The side smile, yeah.
Which smiley face are we talking about?
This is the generic smiley.
Yeah, definitely in sarcasm.
This is the generic smiley face, just like that. You know, no, it's not the crying, laughing emoji.
Yeah.
It's just the generic smiley face. Well,
I'll do the one with the halo on top, like
innocent. Yeah.
Yeah.
Innocent. Okay. So this apparently means a whole lot different to Gen Z. Now, people who are older than Gen Z take emojis at face value. Crying, laughing means you're literally crying, laughing. Smiling means you're just very, very happy. But if you use this at work to a Gen Z employee, they view this as you being sarcastic. It has a completely different meaning because they use emojis much differently than their older contemporaries.
Yeah, I feel like whenever anybody puts a smiley face at the end of a text, or if I put it there, it's usually like I've just kind of maybe made an uncomfortable point, or I've reminded you to do something, and then it's like, like here's my smile, like just so you know, like I'm waiting on this.
Like I would use, like if I was doing that, I would use the upside down smile.
Okay.
The one where he's...
It's just flipped upside down. I
was saying, upside down smile sounds like a frown, but you're talking about the head.
The head, the whole thing is upside down. Everything is upside down. I'm more literal, I think. I can't decipher. I have to ask Sarah when people send emojis, like, what are they trying to say here?
I'm just getting worried about this overload of sensitivity that I feel like is coming from my children. You know,
really? Both of them?
You're talking about, my son, for sure. He is so soft. My God. But you're just talking about how Gen Z takes everything literally. Emojis make people cry and break down.
It does.
Yeah.
It does, especially in the workplace. And like that, they're finding it because now about half of Gen Z is like in the workforce now. It's really like a tough adaptation for millennial and Gen X and boomers.
You should hear the battle in my house of how like old school I try to be with him. Like last night, even for dinner, like Amanda and his grandmother give him the options of the dinner, right? Do you want this? All right, if you give the options of what's already in the fridge, but they'll throw out, do you want this? Something they have to make. She's already exhausted. Ava's sick again, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, it burns me up. I'm just like, no. Like, you got to give him the option of not eating the dinner. And then she's like, well, I have to deal with it. She throws that in my face. Well, then I would have to deal with it. And I'm like, okay, fine. Then go in the kitchen and make him something fresh again. But I just try to tell him, like, I almost rammed some like marinara sauce into his mouth the other day. When I'm like, I want you to try this. No, like this, as if I'm like giving him anchovies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it pissed me off so much. I'm like, just try it.
Dude.
You know, it infuriates me.
It's tough because like, that's the argument that you would have.
Well, he's always got his female saviors there to bail him out.
Because like, if she's like, I would have to deal with it. Like, I always like, I get this, not in a fight, but my ex, because they always want, when I get them, they always want fast food. They were like, just give me, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Whataburger, whatever. And I'm like, how often do y'all get this? And they're like, we get it all the time. Because like, it's just easier. It's easier for her because she works and she takes them home. She has them every day. And she just grabs the fast food. And then, like, all right, I'm not going to say anything because I don't have to deal with it.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, the one problem with because I used to be really on top of try it. Like, you have to try it now. Yeah. Try it. And so I did that with Addison a little bit on a couple things when she was younger. And she would go, I don't like it. She'd take a bite and instantly go, I don't like it. I was like, you don't even know if you don't like it. Well, we found out one of the things she consistently was saying, I don't like it. We found out later it had almond flour in it. And she was allergic to almond flour. And so what we found was like she was biting and then instantly getting like an allergic reaction and couldn't figure out how to like tell me.
Yeah.
And so she was just saying, I don't like it. And so I felt well, this so is not, bad. This no, is not that. That. But yeah. I felt so bad after because of that.
Junk drawer continued right here on 105.3 The Fan.
All right. So you got one?
I was just going to say, what were you afraid of as a kid? What was your biggest fear as a child?
Snakes.
Snakes. Okay. Reasonable. Mine was the furry hand, which was what we thought was a monster that existed in our friend's closet that would grab us by the shoulder. Peyton?
Monsters under the bed, obviously.
We lived out in the woods, and I mean, no one's around. And it's just a different type of darkness. Oh, and inevitably, America's Most Wanted would be on. And you're by yourself. Your parents are out. There's a creak. You just hear a creak in the house.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, now I know it's just shoddy construction from getting screwed over by my home building company. But yeah, it was that being alone in the woods.
Well, if you are a 4-year-old Lainey Litton from Washington, D.C., or who recently traveled to Washington, D.C., you have a very different fear. Your fear is John Wilkes Booth, the man who assassinated Abraham Lincoln almost 200 years ago, or 175 years ago, whatever it was now. Cassie Litton and her family were in Washington, D.C. when they went to the Ford's Theater Museum as part of their trip. And the Tennessee native told People magazine that her daughter ever since then now has been terrified that John Wilkes Booth is hiding under her bed waiting to assassinate her. And the only reason why I even point to this was this is the exact kind of thing Kristen always insists the girls are going to be afraid of. There's so many different things Kristen doesn't want them doing because she'll be like, nope, that's going to scare them. That's going to terrify them. I'm like, no, it's not. They're going to be fine. I would have never thought taking somebody to a Lincoln Memorial was going to terrify the kid. But this kid's gone viral now on TikTok for just she doesn't want to sleep in her room anymore because she's convinced John Wilkes Booth is under her bed.
Biggest mistake we made moving in was Ollie's new room. I didn't have shades or curtains until Tolo David hooked it up. Best in the business. DM me if you need curtains or shades. And I didn't realize that first night where the moon was setting.
Oh.
And that damn moon was sitting there with the big reflection off his wall. And his grandfather also happens to believe in ghosts. So that has screwed up my neck and my back for the next year and a half with him sleeping in my bed. That's his fear.
I know where you're going with that. I know where you're going with that. But yep, I know. I know. Very easy. Do you do any of these innocent things on a first date? These are the ways to get ghosted on a first date. Asking any of these six questions are the number one reason. One, why are you still single?
Yes, I've asked that before.
Yeah, I have too.
To me, it's kind of a compliment.
I agree. You ask
it. It depends how you asked it.
Yeah, do you ask it like an interview or do you ask it like a, how are you still single?
You got to ask with how. Yeah, you got to start with how.
Yeah, they say.
How are you not taken?
They take it. And of course, this is like, you know, maybe generational. They take it as a backhanded compliment in disguise.
Okay.
Like, you know, you're good looking, so something's got to be wrong with you.
Yeah.
The other one is, have you had any work done?
Nope.
I haven't asked that one.
Nope.
Ask about finances.
Nope.
How much money do you make?
No.
That's a little odd.
A little early. A little early. Do you think I'm hotter than your ex?
No one
ever
asked
that. That one.
No one does.
No one has ever asked. What's your body count? No one asked body count on date one.
No.
Maybe. No, I don't think so. And then the whole children conversation. These are that.
No.
And the fact that.
Do you have any? Not do you
want any. Right. The fact that these are talked about as the six number one ways to get ghosted means enough people have asked these on a first date to have studies done.
I don't know. The do you want children one, that's wrong most of the time. I will say there's probably a narrow window if you're a woman of a certain age where you're like, I don't have time to be Mr. I need to find out quickly.
Yeah. I can see that. And if it comes up in conversation, like children in general, like you're whatever.
Do you want
see
kids?
Like, yeah.
Just kind of like that. Loose.
But not like, hey, I'm going to run down my list of things I got for you.
It's the junk drawer during the commercial-free expressway every Friday. Thanks for joining us as we try to get you to your weekend as quickly as possible here on DFW Sports Station. The Bill Belichick interview is out. Is this one as much of a disaster? And the fellows are going to go shopping for your favorite baseball team even after Jacob deGrom last night. All that on the home of the Rangers is next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.